short.
Shalom Uzach, everybody. Gentlemen, welcome back. Sorry I'm late. My watch battery is off a little bit, so I might have the wrong time. I guess better later than never. This week is Parshas Hasriya Mitzayra. It says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lamer, Isha ki Hasriya v'yolda Zohar. If a woman will conceive a child and give birth to a Zohar, Rashi brings down the Chazal Amr of Simloi. Just like Adam HaRishon was created after every Behemachai and Oif, the Maisa Bereshis, Kach Teirosai Nisparsha Acha Teiris Behemachai and Oif. The Torah regarding the Tumas of Adam also comes after Behemachai and Oif. At the end of last week's parasha, we speak about Tumas. The Tumas of Shrotim, the Dinim of the Vela, of the Hema. So that came first. The same way the Hemas were created first. So, and Odom was created second. When it comes to their Torah, the Torah of the Tumas of the Hema comes first. And then we speak about the Tumas Odom. You have to understand what is the kesher between creation and saying over the halachas in the same order. What is the significance of that? So what if it will be in the opposite order? What difference does it make? So the Maralmi Prag in Sefer Gurariyah says, you say this to Kipshat. He says, there's the creation of man, and there's the Torah that was given to man. The Torah that was given to man is not merely a Shulchan Aruch by which to live our lives. That is a chelik of the creation of man. Because if a man doesn't know how to lead his life, then he's not being created. Along with the creation, you have to have the Torah that guides him to go in the proper way, to know how every mitzvah corresponds with every aver, and what to do. But if the man does not have a guideline, then you didn't create a man, you created a golem. Therefore, the Torah is telling us over here, you say, the same way the behemoth was created first, behemoth guys and Isis, and man was created later, a continuation of the creation is the Torah of the animal and the Torah of the other. So it goes hand in hand because the Torah is a chelik of his creation. And the Torah creates a man and considers it causes him to live on. That is why it's mentioned second, the same way his creation came second, the same way his creation came last. You see, you say from the morale that Torah creates a person. A person becomes a different person every day that he learns Torah, every day that he follows the Torah. He becomes a new person. I think I said over previously, it was a Magid Shir that lived in Bnei Brak that would travel to Yerushalayim every day to give a shir. And one day, it was a stormy day, windy, ferocious wind. And he had a shiloh, did he mechuyev to go to say the shir in Yerushalayim? It's a big travel, a big trip. And he's not sure how many people are going to show up. He had a shiloh and he went to the Chazaynish. And he asked the Chazaynish, is he mechuyev to give the shir? So the Chazaynish said to him, how many people do you estimate are going to be by the shir? He said, I don't know, but one person I know for sure is going to be there. He comes in hail, in sleet, in snow, in rain. He comes under any circumstance. Chazaynish told him, then you mechuyev to go. Why is that? Because a person, from a day that he learned Torah, a day that he didn't learn Torah, is a totally different person. And every day that he learns Torah, it creates a new person. And even if it's an again to one person, deny his conscious abriya. Torah is a chelik of our creation. That's what the morale is saying over here. So the same way Adam was created last, the Torah that's a chelik of his creation was also said last. Does that. One of the korbanos that a woman brings when she has a child is she brings a set. The voice since a day, you're the day set. She can't afford that. The lochash day serim or shnei b'nei yoyna. She should take two doves or two pigeons. Echad li'oyla ve'echad l'chata. The chippur alera ha'koyen v'tzaheirim. So the pasuk says you bring one bird as a korban oyla, a total, a complete offering to Hashem. And the other one is the chatas, which is either eaten by the kahanim. The oil was mentioned before the chatas. down the Chazal. Well, Yidima HaKos Bela LeMikra. The Oyla comes before the Chatas only when you're reading the Pasuk. Over LeGabi the Hakrova, the Chatas comes before the Oyla. First you bring the Chatas, and afterwards you bring the Oyla. As I state in the Sefer Zvachim Dav Chof Tes. So, question is, if HaPidin, the Chatas comes before the Oyla, why did the Pasuk mention the Oyla before the Chatas? And why do you read the Pasuk before that? When we learn it, we learn Oyla before Chatas. But in the actual bringing, the Chatas comes before the Oyla. Take an Achlas Eliezer, says a pshat, that the Korban Oyla represents a person that has a complete bond with HaKadosh Baruch. The whole Korban Oyla goes up to Hashem. And the Korban Oyla represents when a person is Mizdavik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, without any hefstik, without any separations between them. The Chatas, on the other hand, is a means of getting to the Madrega and Oyla. Chatas is to be Mechaper on Aveiros. The Kozman, a person has Aveiros, he can't get close to Hashem. So step number one has to be, because Mechatas, that's Mechaper. And that leads to the higher Madrega of Oyla, when a person is Oyla and he's Mamish Dovuk to Hashem. Rabbi Melech says in Tehillim, Sur Meira, and then Va'asei Toiv. First you have to get rid of the Aveiros, and then you can do the Asei Toiv. So, the fact that we bring the Chatas first, and then we bring the Ayla, is really the Madrega of Avodah the way it should be. First comes the Sur Meira, getting rid of the Aveiros, and then comes the Asei Toiv. But if so, why did the Torah say the Asei Toiv first? Why did the Torah say the Korban Ayla first? There it is. Because if we start with the Sur Meira, sometimes we could lose our focus on the end result of what it's supposed to be. We get so caught up in the Sur Meira doing tshuva, and we lie by that. And then we don't strive to do the higher madrega of the Asei Toiv, of being totally mizdavik in Hashem. That's why the Torah tells us, when you read the Pasuk Lehibchila, when you learn the Parsha innovate, when you learn it inside, the first thing is you have to see the overall picture. What is the end goal? It's not just to get rid of the Averis. It's not just to do tshuva. The end goal is to manage me mizdavik and HaKadosh Baruch. After you see what the ultimate goal is, then you can start to say to Avodah the way it should be, Sur Meira V'Asei Toiv. This is the Sefer Nachlas Eliezer. And the more Chassidish you bet, this is the Yisoy brought down in Chassidish as far as the Shemi school speaks about it. And the truth of the matter is, I even saw it in the Chavetz. The Chavetz Chaim says, may hang that. If a person starts with the Sur Meira, he can be Miyayish. Because he sees his Aveiros, he sees the Tum he got himself into, he can be Miyayish. But if he looks at the Oyla, the end result, the Mailas of being Mizdavik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha, and he looks at that first, so that sort of like can give him kayak, and it can give him the energy to be able to work hard on the Sur Meira and get out of it and become the Asei Toiv. This Yesod we find before Matan Torah. It says, "Achodesh Hashlishi, Yitzeis Bnei Yisrael, Ayeres Mitzrayim, Bo Midbar Sinai." They came to Midbar Sinai, and then it says, "Vayisu Mirifidim." They traveled from Mirifidim, Vayachnu Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ohar. But the first thing that the Pasuk told us was, "Bo Midbar Sinai." They were already in Midbar Sinai. So why does it start afterwards telling us? First they traveled from Rafidim, and then they came to Midbar Sinai. Zuck, the Shemi Shmuel, the Sachin Shavar Rebbe, he says the Torah is telling us on a halach and avayda over here. The Torah is telling us when a person does tshuva, he first has to look ahead and see the beauty of being dovek to Hashem. The Bnei Yisrael felt bad. In Rafidim they became lazy from Divrei Torah. And in Rafidim they were attacked by Amalek. And they felt very, very bad about lowering their madrega. So if they would have started with the Sur Meira, with the doing tshuva, they might have fallen into years. The Torah tells us, "Achodesh Hashlishi, the Tzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Bo'o Midbar Sinai." They were already envisioning the glick. They were already envisioning the beauty of being close to Hashem and Har Sinai. After they did that, by Yisru Me'eretz, they traveled away from the Rafu Atzma Midirei Torah. They did tshuva. And they left their Aveiros. After they saw the ultimate beauty of being Dovek to Hashem, that's when they started with the Sur the yuyitz. You have to be able to see the ultimate picture, the picture of being governed by Hashem. Yossi is the shame Yishmur, and that is a good shot over here as well. The Torah goes on to say, Bahatzorua, Ashaboy Hanega, the Tzorua, the material, the leper that has the plague, the God that he who threw him, his clothing should be ripped, the Rosh Yiyah and Parua, he should let his hair grow, Al Safam Yata, he should cover his face all the way up till his mustache, the Tamei Tamei Yikra, and he calls out, I am Tamei, I am Tamei. Now, the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here that this halacha, that the garden has to be ripped and he has to let his hair grow, that is only said by a Mitzayru Mukhlat, a Vavai Mitzayru, someone that the Kain Paskin is the Vavai Mitzayru. But the Mitzayru that is just Muzger, that he's there for observation, doesn't have these halachas. The din of torn the garden and the din of letting the hair grow is said by a Mitzayru Mukhlat, he's a Vavai Mitzayru. So the Chofetz Chaim asks a question. We know that Nigoyim plagues come for numerous reasons. They come for Shvichas Damim, they come for making a false Rua, they come for Kiliarayas, it comes for Gaivit, it comes for Gezel, it comes for being cheap, not being good-hearted with your Nechassan, lending it out to other people, and it also comes for Lashon Hara. But the Mitzayra Mukhlit, when he has to rip his clothing and let his hair grow, that only comes because of Lashon Hara. The Gemara is out of a pasuk, Malashti Mateser, that was the goyim of him being Mukhlit. Other Nigoyim, other Madregas in the Gom come for other reasons. But the Mitzayra Mukhlit comes bedafkin because of Lashon Hara, and that's when he has to rip his regadim and let his hair grow. Why is that, Dr. Chofetz Chaim? Chaim says, the ikar chet of Lashon Hara comes from gaiva. If a person is horny, if a person thinks highly of himself, I am on top and everybody else is below me, that's when he can speak Lashon Hara. When does a person pass judgment on other people? That's only if he looks down upon other people. But if a person is an anav, if a person is humble, and a person sees his egin and his chesroinus, how can he find fault with others? Who am I to find fault with others? So the issur of Lashon Hara comes because of guidance. That is why the Torah said him, Torah Mukhlit, what should he do? He has to lower his high esteem, his high opinion of himself. He should rip his clothing, he should let his hair grow, he should look meas in the eyes of people, and that, if he denigrates himself in front of people, that will lower his gaiva, and that is a chelik of the tikkun for Lashon Hara. This is also why a mitzayra, when he brings a carbon for his tahara, he brings eight erev, pieces of a cedar tree, shnisoy loas, a red string that the coloring comes through a worm, the azek, high top grass, which is very short off the ground. Rashi said, because if he became a balkaiva like a cedar tree, he has to lower himself like a trelas, or like the high top grass, which is low off the ground. It all comes from gaiva. Same thing, a chaluk of that tshuva is, he has to rip his clothing, he has to let his hair grow, look meas in the eyes of the people, and that's a chaluk of the tshuva. Lower that gaiva, and that way you won't be so quick to judge other people. But then the Chofetz Chaim says another davar pele, why he has to rip his clothing. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person does mitzvah, he creates clothing for himself to wear in Olam Haba. We're going to come with tremendous levushim in Olam Haba. Those mitzvahs that were Mekayim are beautiful clothing. It's a beautiful wardrobe that covers us in the Olam Ha'emet. Kriyashma, Tfila, Divrei Torah, these are levushim that cover us and we bring to the Olam Ha'emet with us. But we also know that because of the chet of Lashon Hara, it brings upon ourselves a ruach hatumah, it contaminates the begotten, and the begotten give off a terrible spiritual smell, which is very meas in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is very meas in the spiritual world up in Olam Haba. It comes out that when a fellow speaks Lashon Hara, and then he's a kind Kriyashma, Tfila, Birkas HaMazon, or other brachas, or leave an atayra to deal with the mouth. His mouth is contaminated and is producing mias of the godim. The nail, that is why the god of you threw him. It's a reminder that the way your clothing looks down here, that's the way the clothing looks up there. So it's the Vissendai, that with your Lashon Hara, you ripped up your begodim, you made them look mias, they made them repugnant, they're not going to be able to be wearable up there, there'll be a laughing stock up there. That is the inyan of begodim, Yiyu Frumin. The Hira HaKoyin Ve'ezvoy HaYimonis, and Hashem and Asher Al-Kapoy HaSmail. The Koyin, that's being the tire of the Metzayra, he had oil in his left hand, and he takes from the oil on the left hand, and he sprinkles it on the Metzayra he sprinkles it seven times in front of Hashem. And then he puts it on the earlobe of the Metzayra, the right earlobe, on his right thumb, in order to be mechaper, the him of Hashem. So the Meshech Chachma asks a question. Over here it says, Gita Arosh HaMitaher lechaper alav, in order to be mechaper. Mashma the kapara did not come yet. This will lead to a kapara eventually. This is talking about a Metzayra that's an Ani. But when it speaks about a Metzayra that's an Oshir, with the Kabbanis, it says, the Chippur of HaKoyin Lufnei Hashem. The Koyin immediately is Mechaper on him Lufnei Hashem. What is the difference? Why does it say by the Yoni, it will be Lechaper, it will lead to a Kapara, Mashmah the Kapara is not here yet. Yet by an Oshir it says, the Chippur of HaKoyin, which is Mashmah, the Kapara is here. The Meshach Chochmah says the following. We mentioned that Lashon Hara comes because of Gaiva, because of haughtiness, because someone that holds himself in high esteem, he passes judgment on others and speaks Lashon Hara. By a rich person, there is Gaiva, but at least he has an excuse why he's about Gaiva. He's rich, people are mechaber him. It's a tremendous struggle for a rich person not to be about Gaiva. There is a Yetzer Hara there to hold himself. He's successful. He's made it big in business. Everybody's mechaber him, you know, they ask him for his donations, they ask him for his favors, they honor him at dinners. So it is very difficult for an usher to be a humble person, for an usher to be an honor. So it is an Aveira. If he is a Baal Gaiv and he passes judgment and he speaks Lashon Hara, it is an Aveira. But there's a little bit of a, we give him a little bit of a leeway over there, because when I say he has a struggle with Gaiv, the external forces of those riches cause him to be a Baal Gaiv. But if a poor person is a Baal Gaiv, why are you about Gaiva? You didn't have the Yetzer Hara of the riches. You didn't have the Yetzer Hara of people giving you cover. You had no reason to be about Gaiva. If you are about Gaiva, that's not just an external Gaiva. That is a hashchosa really within. You don't have that motivation to be about Gaiva. And still you are. That is the total hashchosa hamid. Therefore, by the rich person, he brings the carbon. By the time he brought the carbon, we assume already that he has uprooted the Indian of Gaiva. But by a poor person, who is deeply ingrained, it didn't just come about because of the external forces. It is the Hashkos of Zanebek, the Hashkos of the Midas, even after the Korbanis, it says, Lichaper, you still have to do tshuva to be oikah that from your midst. You have deeply rooted Gaiva. You have to uproot that from your midst. As I said, the Meshachach. If there will be an Eged Tzaraz in a person, he should be brought to the Kayin. If Yosef Sholnat was in point out, the Indian of the Goyim is something which is L'mayim and Adevim. Rabban says this as well. The Parsha says Ria. It's Kuloi L'mayim and Adevim. This is not a regular skin disease which you can get rid of with oils or with creams or whatever. This is something which is L'mayim and Ateva. It's not by that. And this is really a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to close. Klal Yisrael, and he speaks with them. And he's telling us, look, something is not in order. I want you to know that. Something is not in order.